What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Our two most successful sports teams are the Steelers and Penguins. Steelers more historical with the 6 Super Bowls, and the Penguins more recently with the back-to-back Stanley Cups and the 09 Stanley Cup, the 3 in the Sidney Crosby era. The two most important positions in our town are quarterback and goalie. And both of our teams have managed to mangle the crap out of those two positions. The Steelers have no answer. We're going to debate. Donnie, this is the most depressing thing. Donnie is like looking up contract projections for Justin Fields on salary cap websites before the show, trying to talk ourselves into a quarterback that Mike Tomlin benched midseason for next year. And then you've got the Penguins, who have 3 more years of Tristan Jarry at over $5 million. And I think fans don't really understand what waivers mean just based on the responses I've seen to this move. He's not getting cut, folks. He's not getting released.
Team would have to claim him.
That's not happening.
Josh Yoey was asked point blank on Twitter by Bob Pompiani, Josh, any chance a team claims Jarry? Josh's response, better chance the Steelers win a hypothetical rematch with the Ravens. He ain't getting claimed. He's an albatross.
He's been demoted to the minor leagues is what happened.
He's getting sent to a nice farm upstate, basically. He's getting demoted to the minors. In the offseason, they are most likely going to get themselves some small relief. I think they can use a buyout at that point. I don't think they'll be strapped in that position because you can only use a certain number. They'll buy him out.
Oh, they're going to buy him out instead of Ryan Graves, huh? They're going to pick Jarry over...
Well, that's another part. That's the two
defenseman.
Who sucks.
Who sucks and gets healthy scratched and makes almost the same amount of money and has more years
what
on his contract.
What is defenseman probably in reality on their roster? Yeah, Kyle Dubas' first two major moves, two huge flops. Horrible.
Donnie, the two most polarizing, two most important positions in Pittsburgh sports, quarterback and goaltender, are both steaming piles of whale manure right now. I guess whale manure wouldn't steam because it's in the water. Elephant crap. Right?
When you put it that way, it's a lot better.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Steelers currently have one quarterback that's actually under contract, and it's Skylar Thompson.
Don't worry. We had somebody call the sports call last night and say, I think they're going to keep Russell Wilson because Skylar Thompson and Justin Fields are basically the same kind of player.
I heard Joe Starkey say he's interested in Daniel, mildly interested. I don't want to put words in Joe's mouth. I love Joe. Mildly interested in Daniel Jones today to be the Steelers' next quarterback.
Grim times.
Grim? I was thinking about this. When has there been a worse time? Now, the Steelers made the playoffs but were embarrassed, and they've gotten mutilated and punked in these games, disemboweled in these playoff games. There hasn't been a worse time in our lifetimes, Chris. You know, people might want to speak on the late 80s.
Pirates are on the rise, though, and by 1990,
and
we're
in
the NLCS.
And we had Mario here.
Lemieux and the Penguins were clearly on the rise themselves.
I don't care if they were missing the playoffs by 5 points, 10 points, or 15 points. You had one of the greatest phenoms and one of the greatest players in the history of the sport in his embryonic years. That beats what we have right now. I mean, the closest comparison would be Paul Skeens, but he only plays one out of every 5 games.
Also, the Steelers Went to the conference title game in 84.
So you can't say then.
Had a couple of middling to bad years, but then did something that this year's Steelers couldn't do in 89. They won a playoff game.
Yeah, I know the Pirates took a step back that year, but go back even further into the early 80s. The Steelers made the playoffs in 83. They made the playoffs in 82. They didn't fare well in either game. The Pirates still had players left over from the 79 team, so they hadn't completely bottomed out yet.
Well, the Pirates do have one analog right now to the late 80s that you said was a good thing. They have the preeminent pitcher in the sport, but I can't even feel good about
that. He's one man.
Because I don't feel like they're going to make any effort and have made any effort to surround him with players.
Exactly.
That get people
He's
excited.
One man. The Angels had Ohtani and Trout on their roster for years and did bupkis with it. So yes. you don't have parades for one or two guys or even winning seasons necessarily. Donnie said grim. Dude, this sucks. We're
in
a super dark place.
Actually, I can't even make fun of them.
Their basketball team's
in first
place.
The best team in the NBA.
And their baseball team was in the ALCS last year.
Yeah, it's actually worse. It's worse.
It's the Pittsburgh Sports Twilight Zone.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination.
Not quite wondrous.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Can Jari play quarterback?
Think about the way that they botched that situation, by the way. Remember when it looked like the Penguins were flush with goalies? Murray, Jari, and Gustafson. Gustafson got traded for Derek Brassard, who came here and basically was...
Quit.
Yes.
He didn't want to play here.
Was like a Debbie Downer who like hated his role with the team and sucked the life out of the guys around him. Gustafson has gone on. Now he's a team removed, but the Wild is really good with Fleury, and they make up a really good goalie tandem, and they're in position to compete in the Stanley Cup playoffs again this year. They dumped Fleury in the expansion draft. Everybody has opinions on that after the fact, saying the Penguins blew it, and I guess they did because they went with Murray. They signed him to a 3-year extension. That didn't work. And then when Murray turned into a pumpkin in the playoffs, they went with Jari.
Don't worry, we have this guy Jari. He's even more talented than Murray. It's the Moneyball scene. Here's his one fatal flaw. Games are 60 minutes long, and he tends to play 58 decent ones.
60 minutes? How about the way he performs in the first minute?
Pony, it's well, that's
one of the bad... He's given up goals on the first shot 6 times.
Pony, that's one of the bad minutes for him, the first one. You know how many shots the Kraken had in the first period yesterday, Donnie? Do you know?
Two.
Three. They had two. Do you know which shot they scored on in the first period?
First one.
Second one. He changed it up on us. A parting gift as his ass gets sent to the hinterlands. No, it's really bad.
I don't know who starts the games worse, Tristan Jari or the Steelers.
Maybe he was consulting on the side with Mike Tomlin. The worst part about it all is, forget about the Pirates here for a second, both of the two teams that are the most successful seem to have like intractable situations with the head coach, ones that aren't moving. The Mikes are beloved. Art Rooney loves Mike Tomlin no matter what happens, and Fenway Sports Group loves Mike Sullivan no matter what happens.
I had somebody make a great point about Sullivan, too. Again, just so, like furthering the point that he's entrenched as the head coach of the Penguins. Not that I even think that changing would make the team better, but it's worked for other teams.
It's worked for them twice, yep. Including with Mike Sullivan.
He's the Four Nations U.S. coach, and I think he's the Olympics coach. They're not firing somebody that has such esteemed positions within the game.
That's what we said. Yeah. I mean, we knew the second he got that Olympic job, we knew that he was going to be here for the longer haul. But I don't even think, even if those weren't true, Pony, I don't get any sense from anybody that covers the team that there's any ownership unhappiness there. It's they have turned into the Steelers. Hey, we're the Penguins. That's good enough.
What's the Spider-Man mean? And it all starts with the fact that both teams suck ass at the sport's two most important positions. The Steelers don't have a guy. The Penguin situation is worse because they thought they had a guy. Now I sound like Vinny Ricicci. They paid him to be the guy, and he ain't the guy.
You think he's the guy. You pay him like he's the guy. Turns out he's not the guy.
He's bottom five in goals above average, which is a fancy stat that basically compares him to like what the run-of-the-mill goalie would do. And he has the second lowest save percentage among goalies that are deemed their team starter.
Here's
he
a stat from Gretz last night. Adam Gretz has been all over
I thought you
this.
Meant Wayne Gretzky when you said that.
Yes, my friend Gretz and not
that's
Adam
what
Gretz.
Paul Bissonnette calls him.
Gretz?
Gretz.
Mm. Didn't Paul Bissonnette just buy an ECHL team? I think he did. He and a couple other guys in Greensboro that's going to start. Anyway...
Bring Paul Bissonnette back to the Penguins. That make their games more entertaining.
They gave up, I think Adam Gretz tweeted it, that they gave up four high-danger chances yesterday, like what in hockey terms you would call quality scoring chances that have a higher likelihood of being goals, right? When you give up that many, there's a ratio or whatever, right?
That actually seems like a low number to me.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, they outshot them badly, and most of the shots were not considered to be
high danger. They've outplayed their last two opponents, and they've lost both games because their goalie blows.
When you give up the four high-danger chances they gave up yesterday, and he said this before the empty netter, the expected goals for your opponent at that point is 1.2. They had given up at that point 3.
Yep.
And so that tells you everything. Jari was basically two goals worse than like an average goalie in that situation.
Donnie, are we overdoing it? Can you remember it being this bad?
No, not at all, because I feel like over the course of my life, we're about at 30 years now, in October it will be, I feel like even when there is one team or two teams that are bad, there's at least one to bring them out of the mud, and we don't have that right now.
And it's not like any team feels like it's on the ascent. That's the other thing, where it's a situation in which a team is like, on the other side of a rebuild and ready to do some pretty cool things. The Steelers are stale. The Penguins are stale. And I just don't see the moves from the Pirates that make me feel like they're inclined to do better than be a losing team, unfortunately, even with the best athlete in the city.
Of the Steelers and Penguins, which team do you think is in better position moving forward to eventually dig out of this?
Oh, my God.
Here's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Here's the problem. Here's how I would answer
my own
question.
I would say the Steelers.
Well, I would answer it this way.
Maybe they'll trip and fall into a good quarterback.
I actually think Kyle Dubas, despite making two horrible big-ticket moves to start his tenure here, I do think he understands the situation facing him and is trying to get to make moves that reflect an understanding of that situation. I genuinely don't know what the Steelers, who should be closer roster-wise to this, should be.
Does he understand the assignment?
I think he does.
He came here and he signed Ryan Graves to a long-term deal, locked up
Tristan
Jarry.
I just said they were two horrible moves. His short-term moves have sucked.
Okay.
Those were short-term moves.
How about Eric Carlson? You didn't name him.
He's just average.
He's their highest paid player.
I'm saying he's average.
Who's average? Carlson or Dubas?
Carlson is an average hockey player, and he only was going to go to one place. Like, are you going to tell Dubas don't make the deal? I'd blame
the coach. If you're a rebuilding team, yes.
He got orders from his ownership group that they were not a rebuilding team. I at least think he is trying to do the assignment at this point now to the best of his ability. I don't think he started the assignment very well. He didn't have to sign Jarry or could have put his foot down and said, this guy's not good, but he didn't do that. My point is, I think he, on some level, understands what he's up against. I don't know if the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are nominally closer to being, I think, competitive again, even think that there are problems.